When most people in the West think of Tiananmen Square, they immediately remember the violent and deadly 1989 student protests in the square. But the meaning of the square is much more complex for people living in China. As part of our occasional Destination Spotlight series, Celia Hatton visited Beijing's famous Tiananmen Square.
Sunrise on Tiananmen Square. Even at this hour of the day, tourists have assembled to watch the daily procession of Chinese soldiers raise the Chinese flag in the center of the city. Tiananmen Square lays both literally and figuratively at the heart of Beijing's capital, at the entrance to China's ancient imperial city. When the massive gateway to the palace was built 5 centuries ago, it was meant to serve as the opening to the emperor's lavish inner sanctum. Now, although tourists arrive every day to gape at the architecture of the palace buildings, it is the square in front of the gate that usually gets the spotlight. When most people first arrive on the square, it takes a few moments to digest its sheer size. Covering over 40 hectares, or roughly 90 football fields, the vast open space in the middle of Beijing is lined with imposing buildings, from the politically central Great Hall of the People to the Chairman Mao Memorial Hall. Longtime Beijing resident Ed Lanfranco writes a weekly column on landmarks around the city. He says that the size of the square has a lot to do with communist leader Mao's urge to compete with the Soviets when the modern square was built in 1958.
You got to have a huge public space for a country of 1.3 billion people, I suppose. And it was really because Mao wanted to show how red he was, that he was even surpassing the Soviet Union insofar as his revolutionary ardor. So that's why the square is as large as it is.
Just a few years after the modern square was built, the chaotic Cultural Revolution began. Teenage Red Guards would travel from all over China to catch a glimpse of their beloved leader, Mao Zedong, when he appeared on the square. That was the last time for a while that the square would be filled with such happy souls. For years after that, people instead came to Tiananmen to voice their anger. First to denounce the so-called Gang of Four who engineered the bloody Cultural Revolution, then to mourn the death of popular premier Zhou Enlai. But it was the pro-democracy demonstrations in June 1989 that really put Tiananmen on the map for most people outside China. In April 1989, pro-democracy demonstrators began to camp in the square to mourn the death of Hu Yaobang, a popular leader who was in favor of reform. Over time, more than 1 million people took part in the protests, and the real mandate of the demonstration voiced widespread anger at government corruption, the slow speed of reform, and a general lack of political freedom in China. June 3, 1989. Chinese tanks began advancing towards the unarmed protesters who had been camped in the square for more than 6 weeks. Few know for sure how many died for the 2 nights of shooting that occurred in and around Tiananmen Square. Most groups outside China say the total hovers around 1,000. This gruesome event shaped the way that many foreigners view China itself and heralded a new era of political suppression that still exists across the mainland. In a testament to China's rapid pace of change, though, just over 10 years later, the same spot was the focal point of a gleeful celebration. On this July evening in 2001, Tiananmen Square came full circle. Once again, almost 1 million people filled the square to celebrate, this time because of Beijing's successful bid for the 2008 Olympic Games. In a sign of how quickly China is changing, joyous crowds welcomed the same government leaders into the square whom had been the target of protests in 1989. Because of its frequent appearance in recent Chinese history, Ed Lanfranco likens Tiananmen Square to the ground zero of Chinese politics. In 2000, 4 members of the outlawed Falun Gong sect set themselves on fire in the square to protest their lack of political recognition. Despite the government's violent reaction to the democracy protests in 1989, Chinese people still view the square as the ultimate place to go to voice their opinions.
Whenever Chinese or foreign adherents to the Falun Gong go to Tiananmen Square, they're going right to the heart of the Chinese government. It's almost like poking them right in the eye. It's the one place you are sure to get a response.
Today, Tiananmen could be one of the most tightly patrolled places in the world. In response to the 1989 massacre and the more recent Falun Gong protests, police cars, trained dogs, and plainclothes officers litter the square. Those who are very brave or very desperate still come here to voice their opinions. Despite all the security measures, Chinese people still flock to the square to enjoy themselves on weekends. On an average Saturday, Chinese kids come to Tiananmen to learn to fly kites with their grandparents, and tourists line up to pose for photos in front of the massive portrait of Mao Zedong that hangs on Tiananmen Gate. And so this is how the square remains today. In a precarious position as a tourist destination, the blood-spattered scene of a recent massacre, and the place where some Chinese still go to speak out. Perhaps there is no other place in the world that has so dramatically witnessed the growing pains of a modern empire. With this week's Destination Spotlight, I'm Celia Hatton in Tiananmen Square, Beijing.